Without giving an exact number and messing things up for myself later tonight, it's safe to say that we are beyond the halfway point of Sfiras HaOmer. And yet, tonight is an appropriate time to discuss this mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer because it appears in Parshas Emor, this week's Parsha. Sfartam lechem, mimacharas ha-shabbos, miyom ha-viachem es Omer ha-tenufa. You count for yourselves after Pesach, from the day of bringing the Karban Omer, on the 16th day of Nisan. After that happens, you start to count all the way up to Shavuos. The Sefer Achinuch writes, Misharshi ha-mitzvah, important for us to know. With just a few weeks left, the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, what is the purpose? Why are we counting from Pesach until Shavuos? And he writes that the entire existence of the Jewish people is Kabbalas HaTorah. And even though it was exciting to leave slavery, to have mass exodus from the land of our torture, the real purpose was to come, as Hashem tells Moshe, Al HaHar HaZeh, to receive the Torah. That is going to be the most important purpose. And for that reason, after spending one day, Pesach itself, focusing on the miracles of Pesach itself, right after that we begin to count. Counting implies we're not there yet. The journey is not complete. We are marching toward Kabbalas HaTorah because that was the entire purpose, the sole purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim. When a person counts, they are eager for something. They're excited for something. And if we don't feel excited for Shavuos, I'm looking at very excited faces right now. If we don't feel excited for Shavuos, Acharei HaPe'ulos, Nimshachim HaLevavo, Sefer Achinuch's main idea is if we don't feel it, if we do it, we will come to feel it. So by counting, we are trying to ingrain within ourselves the excitement, now I see it, the excitement that we're all trying to feel in anticipation of Kabbalas HaTorah, and we're all trying to bring it in. He has a beautiful expression of like an Eved who's working in the field, and he's exhausted, and he's sweating, and he's just craving for that shade. He's craving for that break. That's us, tired and worn down, and can't wait for Kabbalas HaTorah, that rejuvenation, that life force that runs within us. We just can't wait. And then he asks the obvious question, so why don't we count down? If we're so excited, like a kid counting to the end of school, sorry, like a teacher counting to the end of school, we should count down. Why don't we count down to Kabbalas HaTorah? Start from 49, 48, 47, how many days left? And cross days off the chart. And he writes a very practical answer, that if we start off with 49, it would be very depressing. 49 days left, 48 days left, and we can go in that shade and take a break and get that life. It's too overwhelming. So we start just 1, 2, 3. I'm not going to mess myself over tonight. I'm not going to keep counting. But we start small and build our way up. And then he asks, so why don't we switch over halfway through? Once you start counting, you want to keep the count consistent, and then you count all the way up. But the Bali Musar point out additionally, that if you were to count down to Kabbalas HaTorah, that implies that the days in between are things to cross off. They have no significance in and of themselves. They're just the medium to get to Kabbalas HaTorah. Whereas we know, Chazal tell us, these are the days to elevate ourselves. We're not counting down and crossing these days off. These are days to build, to elevate ourselves, to perfect ourselves, to make ourselves worthy of Kabbalas HaTorah, and therefore we count up, elevating ourselves each and every day. Beautiful idea. Sefer Achinuch quotes Machlokas, very famous Machlokas Tosfos in the Behag, about whether Sfiras HaOmer is one big mitzvah or 49 different mitzvos, and he rejects the Behag. He says it doesn't make sense. It will be one big mitzvah. When a person misses one day, they're going to be out of the mitzvah, but the brachos are lebatela. Doesn't think it makes a lot of sense. Classical poskim, as we all were taught as little kids, if you miss a day, you don't count with the bracha anymore. We mentioned in the misconception shiur a few weeks ago that it's not the same thing as saying you're out of sfira. Nobody is out of sfira. The main opinion is each day to count with the bracha, it's a different mitzvah. Okay, so we're concerned for the Bahag, so you don't make a bracha once you miss a day. But you have to count. Everyone here is still in sfira. No, everyone. Everyone here is still in. The mitzvah applies every single night. So you don't make a bracha if you miss tonight, but you're definitely still in. Everyone has to remember that. Even if you're not counting with a bracha, either hear someone else's bracha, but you have to count every single night. The same mitzvah applies to every single person. This mitzvah, the Sefer Achinuch here, goes against the Rambam, which is not typical. The Rambam writes that Sfiras HaOmer is still daraisa, even without a Beis HaMikdash, without a Karban Omer, without a Sheilechem on Shavuos. That is not the dominant opinion. Most understand that the mitzvah is about counting from the Omer, the name of the mitzvah. Sfiras HaOmer ties to the Karbanos. And without Karbanos, the Sefer Achinuch says the mitzvah is no longer daraisa, it's a Zechel HaMikdash, as the Gemara implies, it is now a mitzvah, Midra Abanan. Sefer Achinuch at the end talks of who is obligated in this mitzvah. And unsurprisingly, he writes, the mitzvah applies to men, but not to women, because this is a classic mitzvah saseh, Shazman Grama, time-bound mitzvah comes certain times of the year. However, surprisingly, the Ramban And Nachmanides, in his commentary to Maseches Kedushin, Daf Lamed Gimel, writes something astounding, where the Gemara lists the different mitzvahs asei shezman grama and not zman grama. The Ramban counts Sfiras HaOmer as a mitzvah asei she'ena zman grama. How could this not be a time-bound mitzvah? It only applies certain times of the year. Very strange, Ramban. How could Sfiras HaOmer not be a time-bound mitzvah? Some say it's a mistake in the Ramban. That's always an easy answer. You don't like something, take out a giant black marker and cross it out. Oh, he meant the opposite. I had a teacher who we would ask, does spelling count on this Chumash test? He would say, no, but if you spell yes, N-O, then spelling counts. Sometimes a mistake isn't just a mistake, it's the whole thing is upside down. Okay, the Ramban may be a typo. But if it's not a typo, what does the Ramban mean? How could women be obligated in Sfiras HaOmer? Isn't it obviously a time-bound mitzvah? Answers are abound. Various different ideas. One idea that Avnei Nezer points out, that Sfiras HaOmer is linked to Pesach. We start Mimacharas HaPesach. Torah doesn't give you a date in the Torah. It's Mimacharas HaPesach. So whoever is obligated in Mitzvot HaPesach is obligated in Sfiras HaOmer. The connection between Pesach and Shavuos is so part and parcel of the mitzvah. If women are obligated in Matzah, and they are, in Marah, and Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim, if women are obligated in these things, maybe they're obligated in Sfiras HaOmer as well. One of the Rishonim, the Maram Chalva, writes that perhaps it's because the mitzvah is, again, tied to the Karbanos. If it's tied to the Karbanos, that's not time-bound. True, the Karban is only brought on a certain day, on the 16th day of Nisan, but the mitzvah is not based on the time. The mitzvah is based on the Karbanos. Therefore, maybe it's not a time-bound mitzvah. Even if women are not obligated, as most would say, that it's a time-bound mitzvah, they should be able to volunteer to do this mitzvah. And the Magen Avraham, in fact, writes that women are able to volunteer, and he writes in the 1600s, in Poland, for hundreds of years, women did volunteer and obligate themselves and make a bracha, just like Ashkenazim do, for sukkah and shofar and many other mitzvahs. The Mishnah Berurah writes that women actually should not count sphere with the bracha. Quotes from the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo that women don't know the halacha, women don't understand that women are going to be able to, they're going to miss a day, and they're going to be messed over. That's confusing. Men could also miss a day. So men go to shul for Maariv, but why would women miss a day make a difference? But if you look in the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo, he actually says something very different than how the Mishnah Berurah quotes him. What the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo actually says is that women may not realize that once they're missing a day, they're supposed to stop counting with the bracha. If that's the piece that's missing, Vasher Weiss points out, nowadays women know how to understand what the words mean, and they also understand, like everyone else, once you miss a day, you stop counting with the bracha. And nowadays, women are going to be equally obligated. They're not obligated per se, but they're allowed to volunteer to count Sfiras HaOmer with the bracha. Ritz Hashem, we have a few weeks left, tonight and beyond, to march ourselves, elevate ourselves to Kabbalah Satorah.